Good morning and welcome to the Hudson Cafe. This is Maria Manhattan. I'm once again so glad that you could join me today. I recently downloaded an album called Bobby Short Loves Cole Porter. Bobby and Cole are so perfectly suited to each other. They've both just got that thing.
You've got that thing, you've got that thing, the thing that makes birds forget to sing. Yes, you've got that thing, that certain thing. You've got that charm, that subtle charm, that makes young farmers desert the farm. You got that thing, that certain thing. You've got what Adam craved when he, with love for Eve, was tortured. She only had an apple tree, but you've got an orchard. You've got those ways, those taken ways, that make me rush off to Cartier's for a wedding ring. Yes, you've got that thing. You've got that thing, the thing that makes vines prefer to cling. Yes, you've got that thing, that certain thing. You've got those looks, those fatal looks, that make book censors enjoy their books. 'Cause you've got that thing, that certain thing. Just what made Samson be for years Delilah's lord and keeper. She only had a pair of shears, but you've got a reaper. You've got that power, the power to grip, that makes me map out a wedding trip for the early spring. 'Cause you've got that thing. You got that thing, you got that thing, the thing that makes bees refuse to sting. You've got that thing. The kiss that warms, that makes reformers reform reforms. You've got that thing. Yes, that's certain. They tell us Trojan Helen's lips made every man her slavey. If her face launched 1,000 ships, well, yours could launch a navy. You've got that love, and such a lot, it makes me think you're prepared for what any stork might bring. 'Cause she got that thing, jada jing jing jing. Yes, she got, look what she got. You know you got that thing. Yes, she 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 got that thing.
And here's Mary Claire Harron, who I would say is in the same ballpark.
Mary Smith had a college education. Sally Jones had a scientific streak. Susie Brown used to lecture on ancient architecture. Josie Green spoke Latin and Greek. Just forgotten girls with forgotten brains. While history explains. When Madame Pompadour was on the ballroom floor, said all the gentlemen, obviously, the madam has the cutest personality. And think of all those books about Dewberry's looks. What was it made her the toast of Paris? She had a well-developed personality. And what did Romeo see in Juliet? And Pierrot in Pierrette? And Jupiter in Juno? You know. And when Salome danced and had the boys entranced, no doubt it must have been easy to see that she knew how to use her personality. A girl can learn to spell and take dictation well and never sit on the boss's settee unless she has a perfect personality. A girl can get somewhere in spite of stringy hair and even just a bit bowed at the knee if she can show a faultless personality. And why are certain girls offered certain things like cashmere coats and wedding rings by men who wear their spats right? That's right. So don't you say I'm smart or have the kindest heart, or what a wonderful sister I'd be. Just tell me how you like my personality. Who needs useless things like sable coats or diamond rings? All you really need is personality. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Two of the great cabaret performers of recent years. That was Mary Claire Harron, preceded by Bobby Thorpe. They are playing the big room now. Well, stepping up to the bandstand here in the Hudson Cafe, I have another fabulous nightclub performer, and that is a woman named Hazel Scott. Hazel Scott was a brilliant pianist, a main attraction at New York nightclubs like the famous Downtown Cafe Society. Here she is with Honeysuckle Rose. Thank you. Hazel Scott with Fats Waller's immortal Honeysuckle Rose. Well, I saw a wonderful documentary last week. It's called The Girls in the Band. And if you love jazz, if you're listening to the Hudson Cafe right now, I guarantee you will love this film and your mind will be blown, as we used to say. It can be found on Amazon right now. And you can also find a lengthy clip on YouTube. It's about the great female bands from the 30s and 40s and some of the brilliant standout musicians from those bands of the swing era that continued to have careers on into the bebop 1950s. People like the glamorous trumpet player Clora Bryant. She got her start with the International Sweethearts of Rhythm. And there were so many bands. There was Ina Ray Hutton and her orchestra, Ada Leonard and her Melodeers, and many, many more. And these accomplished musicians will knock your socks off. You will come away saying, I can't believe I didn't know about this. You know, in the musical Hamilton, there's that memorable line, who lives, who dies, who tells the story? Well, I am so glad that the makers of this film, The Girls in the Band, are telling this fascinating story. If you saw the movie Some Like It Hot, you'll probably remember Sweet Sue and her society syncopators. All the action of the movie revolves around that all-girl band. Well, they were a fictionalized version of some of the so-called girl bands of the day, like this one, the International Sweethearts of Rhythm. Can those gals swing or what? Well, here's another band. This is Ina Ray Hutton and her orchestra with Truckin'. Thank you. By the way, in addition to leading the band, that was Ina Ray tap dancing. Amazing, amazing women. Well, here's another from the same band, and I just love the title of this. This is Milkman, Keep Those Bottles Quiet.
Right now we're saying, Milkman, Keep Those Bottles Quiet with Ina Ray Hutchins singing.
Shift all night, turning out my quota. All right, boy, and beat right down to the side. I've got to get myself some nod. Oh, milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Now the noise of the river dry, don't mind it, 'cause the man with the whiskers has a lot behind it. But I can't keep a punching with that victory crew when you're making me punchy with that bottle move. I wanna give my all if I'm a gonna give it, but I gotta get my shot eye if I'm gonna rivet. So bail out, bud, with that milk barrage, 'cause it's unpatriotic, it's a sabotage.
Now, you know, these were big bands with great horn sections, and one of the artists that came out of the International Sweethearts of Rhythm was named Clara Bryant. Clara was a jazz trumpet player and the only female to perform with Dizzy Gillespie and Miles Davis. She kept playing all the way into the 1990s, and she's one of the featured narrators of the film The Girls in the Band. And there's wonderful footage of her performing on TV, wearing a glamorous gown, surrounded by male dancers, as Clara wails on her trumpet. So these next couple of tunes are from an album she recorded in 1957 called Gal with a Horn. Clara Bryant.
Someone is calling me from way out yonder. It's just a gypsy in my soul. There is no greater life of which I'm fonder. It's just the gypsy in my soul. Ain't got no cares, got no strings. Love to wander, it's just a gypsy in my soul. If I am fancy free and I love to wander, it's just a gypsy in my soul. There is no greater life, ha, of which I'm fonder. It's just a gypsy in my soul. Should fall in love with you. Do you think that you could love me too? Supposing I should hold you and caress you, would it impress you or distress you? Supposing I should say for you I yearn, would you think me speaking out of turn? And supposing I declare it, would you take my love and share it? I'm not supposing I'm in love with you.
Cora Bryant, Gal with a Horn, my newest crush. She is just amazing. I think she's fantastic. Well, you are in the Hudson Cafe, and I'm Maria Manhattan. And if you just tuned us in, you're at WGXC 90.7 on your FM dial. Perhaps you're streaming us at WGXC.org. I'm broadcasting from my attic here in Hudson, New York. And, you know, though we are a small community radio station, our outreach is extraordinary. We take ourselves seriously in terms of serving Columbia and Greene counties. We try to keep you abreast of information relevant to your lives here in the Hudson Valley. So why not become a sustaining member? Give us a hand. Become a part of this great experiment. Go to our website, WGXC.org, and click on Donate. Where else can you hear a show like today's Hudson Cafe, celebrating the contributions of extraordinary women, most of whom are African-American musicians, whose contribution to the American songbook crosses time and speaks directly to the fact that Black lives matter. So show us the love, become a sustaining member, and enjoy this beautiful music. And I've got lots more for you. You know, one of the joys of doing this show is that I get to research and discover music that I wasn't very familiar with. This particular artist that I'm about to present is a great example of that. I knew about Mary Lou Williams. I knew she was a very important figure in jazz, but I really hadn't listened to her before putting this show together. She was a pianist, an arranger, and a composer who wrote this tune called Roll'em for the Benny Goodman Orchestra. It became one of the signature songs of the swing era. Now I'm going to play this live recording of Mary Lou performing it solo at the Cookery. Some of you might remember that popular Greenwich Village night spot at 8th Street and University Place. Here is Mary Lou Williams.
Yeah.
Oh, just tear up that keyboard, Mary Lou. She is amazing, amazing. Well, I have another artist here that I want to play, and that is someone who, again, I wasn't familiar with her. Her name is Lil Hardin Armstrong, another brilliant pianist, composer, arranger, and bandleader, and one of the most important women in early jazz. She was the pianist for the King Oliver Band that gave Louis Armstrong his first break, and she married him. Lil was very instrumental in shaping his early career with the Hot Five, and together they created an extraordinary body of work. So here is Lil with Or Leave Me Alone. Let's have another one from Lil. This was a big hit for her. It's called Doing the Susie Q. Thank you. Lil Hardin Armstrong, another giant of jazz, someone I just had never heard of. Well, let's move ahead in time again. I know we're jumping all over the place today, but generally we're moving from the 30s and now actually into the early 60s with a veteran alto sax player who performed with Count Basie. Her name is Vi Red, and she is still with us at 91 years of age. Vi was of the bebop era, and this is from an album called Bird Call that she recorded in 1962, and of course the bird she's referring to is Charles Yardberg Parker, a great influence on her. So here she is with one of his tunes. Now's the time.
You've heard it every way, a dog will have his day, but when it comes to wailing, dogs ain't got a thing to say. So they can do the waiting, cause I ain't hesitating. The future's round the corner, so for now I'm gonna play. Now's the time to wail, not later, but right now's the time. Thank you.
That was Vi Red from an album called, that was called Lady Soul. Wow, what sophisticated musicianship from all of these women. I hope you've enjoyed the girls in the band today. Watch the movie if you can. It is an eye-opener. It expanded my repertoire in terms of widening the pool of artists that I want to continue to play here in the Hudson Cafe. So we'll go out with one more from Vi, All the Things You Are. And I want to thank you for joining me today. It's been fun. This is Maria Manhattan. I'll see you next time. And by the way, don't forget, wear a mask. I don't want you running by me with no mask on, okay? That is not going to work. So till next time, the future looks great.